שלום, אנחנו נמצאים בשיעור בנושא תיקון והשגת השם רק בעשרת.
We are in a lesson on the topic of correction and attainment of the Creator is only in the 10. We're going to read selected excerpts from Kabbalists on the topic of correction and attainment of the Creator is only in the 10. We'll begin with item 11 from Ma'ol Vashemesh, portion Vayechi. The main point about the assembly is for everyone to be in one unity and seek only one purpose, to find the Creator. For in every 10, there is the Shekhinah, the divinity. Certainly, if there are more than 10, there is more disclosure of the Shekhinah. And each one should gather himself to his friend, should assemble himself to his friend or with his friend, and will come to him to hear from him a word about the word of the Creator and how to find the Creator, and will annul before him, and likewise his friend to him, and so everyone will be so. Naturally, when the assembly is with this intention, then more than the calf wants to eat, the cow wants to feed. And the Creator brings himself closer to them and is with them. And great mercies and good and revealed chasadim, mercies, are extended over the assembly of
them. 7. It's written, and they have made my temple and I've dwelled between them, meaning the point in the heart, which should be a temple where the light of the Creator dwells, as it is written, and I will dwell within them. Hence, one should try and build his structure of Kedusha. And the structure should be able to contain the upper abundance, called abundance poured from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there must be equivalence of form between the giver and the receiver. So the receiver, too, must have the aim to bestow, like the giver. This is called action, as it is written, let them make me a temple, where the action applies to the kli and not to the light, since the light pertains to the Creator, and only the action pertains to the 12.
Excerpt number 12, Rabash, article concerning the Minyan. It is known that we should mainly pray about the exile of the Shekhinah, divinity, called Malchut, which is the 10th Sphira in the 10 Sphirot, and whose essence is faith in his guidance, that he leads the world in the manner of good and doing good. It is impossible to see the goodness of the Creator before a person purifies his desire from receiving for himself. Since there is the tzimtzum, restriction, on the will to receive, which is concealment on his guidance. This is the meaning of what our sages said, you are called man, and the nations of the world are not, since their sole aim is to receive for themselves. This is the meaning of when the Creator comes to the synagogue and does not find 10 men there, meaning that there will be someone there who will pray for the quality of 10, which is the Shekhinah, so she will rise from her exile, for by engaging in the desire to bestow, one raises the Shekhinah from the dust. But when each one cares for his personal needs, the Creator is angry. He brings evidence from the verse that said, why have I come and there is no man? To care for the needs that pertain to the quality of man, and cares only to satisfy the needs that pertain to the quality of a beast. Rather, one should always answer to himself for whom he spends his time, and for whom he exerts, for he should be concerned only with the needs of the collective. Excerpt number 13 from Rabash, article, The Ruin of Kedusha, Holiness. One must not ask the Creator to bring him closer to him, as it is insolence on the part of man, for in what is he more important than others? However, when he prays for the collective, which is Malchut, called the Assembly of Israel, the sum of the souls, that the Shekhinah, divinity, is in the dust, and he prays that she will rise, meaning that the Creator will light up her darkness, then all of Israel will rise in degree too, including the beseeching person, who is included in the Exit number 14 from Likutei Halachot, Rules of the Synagogue. The house of prayer is called the house of assembly, because there all the souls assemble through the prayer that they pray there, because the prayer is regarded as nefesh, soul. Hence, the prayer in the house of assembly is in the public. House of assembly meaning synagogue. Because the ascent of the soul and its completion is when all the souls unite and become one, because then they rise to the Kedusha, holiness. For the Kedusha is one. Hence, the prayer, which is the nefesh, depends primarily on the unity of the souls. For this reason, one must take upon himself, prior to the prayer, the commandment to do of love your friend as yourself. For you cannot say the words of the prayer unless through peace, when he connects with all the souls of Israel. Hence, the prayer is mainly in the public and not individually, not alone. So each one will not be separated to himself, as this is the opposite of Kedusha. Rather, we must connect together the holy congregation and become one. And this is a prayer in public, and specifically in a house of prayer, of assembly, where the souls assemble and unite, and this is the completeness of assembly within us.
We're reading number 15 from Zohar Nasu. Why have I come and there is no man? It is written, why have I come and there's no man? How loved are Israel before the Creator. Wherever they say the Creator is with them because he has not removed his love from them. As it is written, and let them make me a temple that I may dwell among them. Since the Shekhinah comes to a synagogue early. Happy is the man who is among the first 10 in the synagogue, because by them is the congregation completed, which is not less than 10. They are the ones who are sanctified by the Shekhinah first. But there must be 10 in the synagogue at the same time, and not come bit by bit, so that the completion of the organs is not detained. For all 10 are as organs of a single body, which divinity dwells. For the Creator is man, made man at once, and established for him all the organs at the same time. Once all of man's organs were completed at that time, each organ was properly established in itself. Likewise, since divinity came to the synagogue first, there must be 10 there together. And then it is completed, because there is no congregation of less than a 10 who correspond to Malchut's 10 Sefirot. As long as there are no 10 together there, none of them is completed. Afterwards, the whole congregation is corrected. As it is written, the king glorified in the multitude of the people. Hence, the people who come after the first 10 are all of the correction of the body, the correction of the congregation. Since the multiplication of the people increases the glory of the king. When the Shekhinah comes early, before the people came together in a tent, as is proper, the Creator calls out, why have I come and there is no man? And there is no man whose organs have been corrected and his body completed, which is called an assembly. When the body is incomplete, there is no man. Namely, the private organs have not already come and are incomplete. When the body is complete below, when there are 10, the upper divinity comes and enters that body, and the lower becomes exactly like the 10 Sefirot above. Then everyone must be careful not to speak about things of this world, since Israel is now in the state of the upper perfection and is sanctified by the upper Kedusha.